From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
I'm Chad Beater.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And welcome to Defrag Tools. This is part two on a very special episode, double special episode of Defrag Tools, because not only is it the second part of our three-part special, but it's our birthday.
It's our birthday.
Happy birthday to you, you, and me.
Oh, thank you, Larry.
And big thanks to Larry for sponsoring the series.
Happy to do it. So, birthday being, it's been 1 year since the show's been on.
Yeah, the very first episode aired on the 31st of July, and this is the 29th, so...
All right, there we go.
There we go.
And what are we going to talk about on this very special episode?
So last week was pool memory, which is kernel memory. This week is virtual memory, particularly virtual alloc memory. It's not to be confused with heap or anything like to do with managed memory, but just pure memory allocations. Much like with the pool, where you can use RAM map. In this case, you can use VM map to help you along. We covered VM map in episodes a long, long time ago. And if we choose a random process, you can see it all carved up into different regions. What we're talking about in this episode is the private data one in here. So if you wanted to, what we can do with this tooling is, if you wanted to find out what stack it was for that 4K allocation, that's what we can do. What we're going to use today is a program called vertmemtest. We've used it before, but it's by Aramagosis. Last time we talked about it, it wasn't public, but Aaron has now made it public, so you can download this tool and play with it yourself. To speed things up, I've already done that. And so what this tool lets me do is allocate memory and leak it in various different ways. And so that's what we're going to do right now.
And the difference between this and the Not My Fault that we were playing with on last week's show is that this is leaking user mode memory rather than kernel mode pool memory.
Yep. And so if we did a VM map and watch this program run, what we can do is leak a whole lot. We go virtual alloc, leak. And then if we did an F5 in here and press Control D, you'd see the differential. And then these are the allocations that were made. Now, if you start the program with VMMap, it can show you the heap allocations and give you the stack, which is what we're talking about next week. But it can't do virtual allocations. It hasn't got the stack of the virtual. So you still don't know what code led to that allocation. And so, yes, you can use VMMap to look at a program and go, hey, I did... file open, and then before and afterwards, I've leaked 100 meg. What's the extreme? Why? And you can go in here, get that differential, and work out, okay, 70 meg was private, 20 meg was heap, 10 meg was image or something. And you can work out, yes, it's bad, but you can't work out why. And that's where ETW, once again, comes in. I'm going to close that and start again from scratch. Get an admin command prompt. Get not the PDB. nice fresh copy of that running. And then this time, edit the old DOS one, isn't it?
Wow, you've just...
Do you remember that?
Had a flashback to 20 years ago.
Yeah. So there's a script called... Too many scripts, too many episodes, virtual alloc. So once again... Same header, proc thread loader, and this one's virtual alloc. In this case, much like with pool, there's an alloc and a free. There's no additional magic there, really. So let's get that guy started. Now, this is one of those things that you don't need to fool around with the program, the user mode program, to get data. It's intrinsically available all the time. So we can go alloc, do that time, do some commit ones, a whole lot, and then stop the trace. Now, of course, you can do all these things with WPR as well, but this is the direct singular way of looking at it. Starting. Now, in this case, I actually have the PDB file from Aaron as part of the download. So before loading symbols, I'm actually going to just add where his symbol file is to the path. The easiest way of doing that is just shoving it on the front. It won't get put into my repository, it will just get referenced. Much like with the pull one, it's under the memory categorization. And much like with pull, there's cumulative and outstanding. So cumulative is how much that program is used over the period of time. Outstanding is what it has right now, which is more appropriate. You can see it in the user programs. Instead of it being a page pull and non-page pull, the way it's split up is commit and reserved. And I'm not going to go into that today, but really commit's the one we want to look at. I'm just going to do it by size, so you can do it by count or size, either way. And then here we can see an obvious growth. We'll filter to that guy and then expand it out. Now, because there's this commit and reserved concept, we need to choose which type of analysis we want to do. Most of the time with leaks, you want to do commit analysis, not reserved analysis. So we can get rid of a lot of these columns. And this commit type is the same as we saw in the pull episode, but with just the type keyword. We want that at the front, and we want the stack so we can see who leaked. So the process, whether it is or isn't a leak of committed memory, and then the stack. And so if we expand this out across the entire trace, allocate it inside, freed inside the trace. So the entire trace can account for all memory, right? There's nothing that's unexplained. But if we highlight a section, we'll now get allocated inside the trace, but freed outside. So it freed outside when the process terminated.
Well, in this case, it's outside the selection that yes. you highlighted.
Yeah. And those symbols. And it's much like with pull, it's you look for the AIFO type, and that's your leaks. And so once the symbols load, which sometimes can be a little bit slow, we now have stacks, and we now have the exact line of code that did this. Here's vertmem test, here's his main, dialog loop, it's a modal dialog, a whole lot of pumping messages. Dialog messages, I press the button, send that through, go to the vertmem test button handler, here's its message loop, here's the when I press the button, and there's the button click event, and the very next line of code, unsurprisingly, is virtual alloc. And then we actually see it all the way go down into the kernel to actually do the work. And that's really all there is to memory leaks as far as virtual is concerned. The thing that we need to be careful of, and which we'll go into more detail next week, is not confusing virtual allocations with heap allocations. So with heap allocations, you make one big virtual allocation, which is a new heap, and then you do sub-allocations into it. Right?
Spoiler alert.
And so you'll see this squareness, but that's actually the person who did the initial allocation and was responsible for making the new heap isn't the cause, which means most of the time virtual allocations aren't actually applying. It only applies when it's associated with the private data, and it's very wise to use VMAP at the same time. Don't go chasing down a rabbit hole of big virtual allocations, which are actually heap allocations, because the heap analysis is way, way better. And that's all next week.
Great. Well, that's the show for this week. If you have questions, email us at defragtools@microsoft.com. And we'll see you next week.
Every week.